This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. It's happy hour, which means it's Cherry Sake Teeny Friday. Now, of course, we have not harmed any real sake in the making of this. Dagan McDowell is here. She is the co-host of The Bottom Line on Fox Business Network, 6 p.m. Eastern on Fox Business, 3 p.m. in the West. If you are enjoying your nightly cocktail, it's 6. And if it's high tea, it's 3 in the West. Dagan, welcome to this special Galentine's pre-Valentine's happy hour.
I love you.
I love you too.
But we did brutalize and abuse cherries the making of these.
Well, we had to, because there are a couple of cherries in here. There's no sake, because we wouldn't actually have alcohol. These are mocktails. These are cherry sakatini mocktails, but they're a very pretty pink color. They're like a cherry blossom. So it's like a cherry blossom sake teeny.
I love Japanese cherry blossoms.
Yes, me too. They're just absolutely lovely.
If I ever get a tattoo, that's what it will be.
And reason enough to go to DC in the spring.
Maybe. Just don't drive, because your car will get jacked.
Cheers to you.
I love you.
I love you too.
Happy Galentine's Day.
Happy Galentine's Day. Ooh, let's give it a whirl.
I just want to note that the tip of the skewer matches your lipstick.
That's right.
Delicious.
There we go. Skewer tip?
Yep. Lipstick. Exactly.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Joe Biden. I worry about him.
Yeah. Cognitively?
Yeah.
I worry about the entire nation because of his lack of, his brain isn't functioning.
No,
right.
It's not fun. I mean, you and I have both known people who, you know, it's like when they start going downhill, it's like it's kind of a gentle descent at first, but then it takes a pretty sharp downward turn. And unfortunately, I think we're at that point in his trajectory.
I've had numerous relatives who suffered from a variety of different brain diseases and disorders, and it's cruel, whether it's Alzheimer's or vascular dementia or white matter disease. All of these disorders, it's your brain is dying.
Yes,
and exactly, it is right. Irreversible. And in many cases, it's just unstoppable, and it can, depending on the way your brain is dying, it can pick up speed rapidly. And
does that seem like that's what's happening with Joe Biden, or am I just imagining that? Is it just because they can't rest him, and so his gaffes are more consistent? Like, the only consistent thing about his speech is the fact that he can't remember something or he misnames something. Or it just stumbles and...
And I'm not a doctor.
What?
But
that's why I had you on. Dagan McDowell. Dagan McDollars.
These are things that... I love Fred. these are things that rest won't get rid of. And for me, he did an interview with who's the ex-McCain staffer... who is on MSNBC.
Steve Schmidt?
No, on MSNBC. She has a show.
Anna Navarro?
No, she's at 4 o'clock on, she's.
Tiffany Reed?
No.
Nicole?
Yes.
Yeah.
That
Wallace?
Yeah.
I named a bunch of people who were not McCain staffers.
That's okay. I don't even know her name. I just refuse to commit her name to memory. It's not because of a decline in my own memory. She was interviewing him. This was last year. And she was asking him direct questions, and she was going super soft, like snuggle teddy bear soft on him. And
I love the snuggle teddy bear.
He could not, and he was struggling to answer simple, direct questions. And he immediately, and he will, you never don't see him speaking off the cuff very often. He immediately went back to talking about Charlottesville and why he decided to run for the presidency. And then he went many years back and started talking about his friendship with John McCain. So it was, to me, it was that moment when he didn't have any immediate grasp.
There's no present recall at all.
It was, he could recall and remember things from 2015, 20, or even earlier than that. So 2020 earlier, that's where he went in the conversation. And he knew he had to keep the conversation going, but he had to go back some number of years. And I kept thinking, does he know what year it is? Does he know that he's running for his second term?
He name checked this last week, Francois Mitterrand and Helmut Kohl, as though he had had pretty recent discussions with both of them. And Kohl died in 2017.
That's what I'm talking about.
And he's
about,
like, oh, it was Helmut Kohl. And Kohl was like, could you imagine them? 1,000 people storming Parliament? And I'm like, okay, first of all, Helmut Kohl was the Chancellor of Germany, and Francois Mitterrand was not. But he's like, I was talking to Mitterrand in 2021. It's like, with a Ouija board?
But again, his recall is not in the present day. No. His recall is 5 years, 10 years, 20 years
and
back.
And that's what happens.
And if you ask someone in cognitive decline, tell me a story about when you were in college, they can very often, depending on the way their brain is decaying, they've got that kind of recall, but they don't have any ability to remember anything you tell them today. And they don't have the ability to recall things that have happened in the last week or so.
That's clearly what's happening with him. And we are deluding ourselves if we say anything other than that is happening. Why keep him as president? Is it because he wants to and he's narcissistic and doesn't want to let go of power? And he knows as much that he's the most powerful person in the world and he wants to hang on to that? And there are Democrats who say it's okay. It's a committee of people who are running everything. The committee stays. He's just the figurehead. I mean, he's a decrepit, decaying, senile figurehead.
It's both.
Who gives old people a bad name, and they shouldn't vote for him because of that.
Oh, indeed. It's both. One, because if you look at what's happened in the last 3 years in this country, it is some super far left policy that's been put into place, particularly everything on energy, which is in, you know, our energy security and our national security have gone right out the door. Everything horrific that's happened to this country is related to energy and the plentiful amount of cheap fossil fuels that we have
not
in the ground.
Not to mention
here.
The cheap, plentiful nuclear energy we could have abundantly, especially if we built some new thorium-based reactors.
And so that, so it, the White House is being run by a committee of kind of fourth tier far left,
like younger leftists who are like, the president even asked me how I feel about apartheid in Palestine.
Well, even John Podesta all the way down, number one. But think about, he worked in politics for more than 50 years, and he finally gets the top job, and he was stubborn and crotchety and ornery, and that gets worse with age. So you think the old guy is going to let go at this point, no way. And do you think the family will encourage him to let go at this point? No way.
That part is elder abuse. Like, that part is wrong.
Sure. But if the power is there and he just hangs on to it, even in as a figurehead, even in name alone, as long as he's surrounded by Secret Service, if he's not, they're going to protect him from falling and breaking a hip.
They can't, though. I mean, he falls going up the stairs of Air Force One. Now he has to have the baby stairs.
I agree. It's astonishing that he's running again.
So what do you do? Do you just let him wither?
It's up to...
I mean, he's not going to live another 4 years. There's no way.
Or something happened.
Let's say he biologically lives 4 years. His brain will not survive. I mean, and they cannot squirrel him away like they did in 2020 when he was campaigning, which is what some Democrats like Van Jones, like, we really have to silence him. It's like, you can't when you're running against Donald Trump and you're not in the middle of a pandemic and you can't use social distancing as your big excuse. You have to get out there. And they're like, retail politics. That is his calling card. He excels at retail politics. Like, dude, he talks to dead people, can't string a sentence together.
Yeah, just like he was going to be President Empathy, and he isn't even President Apathy. He's President Antipathy.
Oh, God, that's a good one.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
The way that he has treated Gold Star families, the way that he treated the families of the 13 service members who died in Afghanistan because of his incompetence and his, inability to not blithely lie. And it's, again, and he did the same thing with one of the sergeants who was killed just recently, speaking to her parents, he repeatedly says, my son died because of his service in Iraq. He doesn't even say because of, he says, my son served in Iraq. That's why he died.
I mean, the Pentagon has said, if you were in proximity to these burn pits and develop cancer, we're liable for that. And there have been a lot of veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan who, I mean, that is conceivable.
The president has not
made that leap in logic. And also, if he is extending that to his son, he has to extend that to every other veteran who has had any form of cancer who served in either of those two theaters.
Well, the mother of the service member who died in Afghanistan, the way he phrased it to her was that I have been stood in your shoes.
Yeah.
And she said, my heart, I don't want to take words out of her mouth, but she said that she could feel her heart start beating fast because she said, I know that you got to be next to your son's side when he died because he died some 6 years after he came home
and
from service.
There's a big difference.
And there's a big difference between that. And my brother-in-law died of glioblastoma, which is what his son Bo died of. So to make that link between your glioblastoma, her son's glioblastoma, and serving in Iraq, it's just deeply offensive.
Well, it's incredibly tragic what happened to Bo Biden. There's no doubt about it, because he was clearly a good, competent person and the president loved him dearly. And it's very sad to see someone in their 40s ripped away in the prime of their life. That's awful. But when you send your child into battle and you trust the people in charge and they fail you and your child dies needlessly, the sting is so much deeper. It really is. And, you know, to your point, you can't be with them and you are trusting the government that they are making the best decisions on behalf of your family and the country. And when they fail everyone involved, that's a pain that you cannot rationalize. You cannot anecdotally brush it away with this false empathy because there is no equivalence there.
Well, it's also him making it about himself,
yes,
repeatedly, rather than just saying, because we talk a lot privately about grief. Mm. When my mother died, you have a great deal of wisdom about grieving. And you just simply have to say, I have experienced grief, but I am not walking in your shoes today. Mm. And I will sit here and pray with you. Mm. And I will pray for you and your family for strength and blessings and peace every day forward, every week forward, every month forward. But you don't sit there and make it about yourself.
Yeah. Like, I know exactly what you're going through. Well, you don't, because
no, you don't.
Everything
actually
is different, and these tend to be much more tragic.
But I've said, to go back to his cognition, I said a few months ago, everybody in this country needs to recognize Joe Biden will not be a self-caring individual at the end of a second term.
He's not going to be a self-caring individual at the end of 2024. I don't know that he is now.
Well, where's the DNC then? Who is okay with why is everyone seem to be all right with this?
Because they can't run Kamala Harris. She is less popular than Joe Biden. She is an incompetent person. She should not have been named his running mate in 2020 to begin with. That's number one. Number two, they've waited too long. And now they don't have anyone that they can parachute in. You know, I've talked, as many people have talked about, Michelle Obama, because she would check all the boxes and end Kamala Harris's career in one fell swoop. And probably Gavin Newsom's as well, because if she did even an okay job, she would be elected and reelected. So she would be a two-termer, and she would render Gavin Newsom irrelevant, which would be great. And she would end Joe Biden's political career also. So there's a great deal of utility. She knows it's a hard, crappy, thankless job. Her life is great. She has tens of millions of dollars, several homes,
right,
and Oprah-like adoration. And, you know, her approval ratings will never be as high as they are as a private citizen who enjoys security, opacity, and lots of money.
Yeah. Then Gavin Newsom, you wouldn't even buy a Mr. Microphone from him.
No. And if Gavin Newsom were right, kind words and a lot of ballot measure money would make homelessness go away. And it hasn't. It's only gotten worse in San Francisco, where he was mayor, and throughout the state of California, where they're about to have a senior citizen homeless crisis explode in the next 5 years. A vast majority of people, homeless people, will be over the age of 60.
And his singular focus has been on banning gasoline-powered automobiles, creating a burgeoning energy crisis in the state, mm-hmm, suing oil companies, and expanding the state's Medicaid at a time when the state has a $68 billion budget shortfall, yeah, expanding the state's Medicaid to include possibly every illegal migrant in the entire state. He couldn't do math with a calculator.
Yes.
It's the old joke that to count to 21, he has to take his shoes off and pants. Yes.
He's a real smart guy. But, you know, you look at that, there has to be, why not RFK Jr.? Like, if I were a Democrat, I would look at RFK Jr. and go, well, he kind of hates the establishment. And there's something, like, sweetly traditional about him. I wouldn't vote for him personally, but I know a lot of people, Republicans, Democrats, and Libertarians, who will vote for him.
He's too close to the middle, and the whole vaccine thing. They spent so many years losing their minds about that.
Including his family.
Yeah.
Who wrote exhaustive letters, public letters, like, we do not endorse his ideas. We think vaccines are good. They do not cause autism. But he's surrounded by a very interesting cabal of people who give weight and life to his conspiracy theories.
He is the classic environmentalist. He saved the Hudson River with Riverkeeper. But that's not what the climate movement is about. It's actually not saving the earth,
and
making it.
Or admitting that you've made gains.
Right.
You can never admit that we're in a better place than we were 5 years ago or we're 30 years ago.
Our per capita emissions are the lowest they've been since at least 1950 because of the fossil fuel natural gas. And so it's possible to be a cleaner society and reduce your CO2 emissions and still use fossil fuels mm-hmm. to replace coal and actual wood because mm-hmm. people will resort to burning wood, which happened in Europe.
I love burning pizzas.
I mean, in Germany,
they just closed their last nuclear plant. It's like,
because they're morons.
Dipshits doing?
They started doing it because of the tsunami.
Yes.
In Japan.
In Japan, exactly right.
Because, again,
they thought it was like World War II and the Americans were going to send a tsunami to Germany.
Knee-jerk reaction to, with no analysis whatsoever.
Yes.
But Kennedy is the classic conservationist and environmentalist, but that's not what the climate crusade is about. It's about control.
That's true. He's got too big of a coalition against him. Even though there's so many independents and skeptics who probably would take him over Trump or Biden any day. But at this point, you know, it's like Joe Biden is underwater by 30 points to Donald Trump on immigration, 20 points on the economy, 16 points on competence. And that the economy might improve. Immigration is not going to improve in 9 months. There's absolutely no way. They're not going to fix anything. They're not going to do anything.
Except blame Trump and the Republicans.
Deadlier and worse than ever. And that is an empty, disprovable argument. That's number one. The economy probably will improve. His cognition, his ability to string sentences together, the need for immediate recall, that will not improve, to your point. Like, once that is gone, when your brain is starving, it doesn't come back.
He's going to be talking about Tip O'Neill and Ted Kennedy.
Yeah.
That will be, he will start at every turn going to people who died 20 to 30 years ago.
That's fine.
I know.
He's a special little guy.
It's fine if you're talking about Elvis, mm-hmm. but not that I knew Elvis. But one thing about his approval, disapproval, his approval rating went under his disapproval and they crossed the moment he pulled out of Afghanistan
yes.
and those 13 service members died.
Yes. And the supporters that he lost, they have not found their way back to him and they won't.
Because he illustrated how incompetent he leads and how easily he lies.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And he sacrificed the lives of 13 service members needlessly
mm-hmm.
and never apologize for it.
I don't apologize for this wonderful cherry blossom sakitini.
I love you so much.
Let's have one more.
Okay.
Cheers to you and cheers. Make Galentine's Day every day with yeah. your best friends.
Yeah, you're my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
We have many.
Amen, sister.
All right.
I love you, Dee. This has been Kennedy Saves the World, along with the incomparable David McDowell. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.